The Justice Department is sending a message to state and local governments. Failure to comply with federal laws could have big consequences. That threat includes keeping federal grant money from police departments and so-called sanctuary cities, but that's only one piece of what's at stake. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says jurisdictions that refuse to follow federal law are going to feel the heat. Here's Sessions last week on Fox News.
If you're not cooperating with the federal government, you're going to lose grant money. We're going to battle on them every step of the way. We're going to put pressure on these cities. And it's just important for America and the people in these cities.
Sessions is talking about places that limit their cooperation with federal immigration authorities. He points out it's within the Justice Department's power to claw back billions of grant dollars and to bar cities from winning new grants to pay for police salaries and equipment and training.
I think it's cause for concern.
Miriam Krinsky is a former federal prosecutor who now works with district attorneys and state's attorneys. Krinsky offers them this advice.
With federal money moving forward, there could be the potential for federal strings to be attached.
Krinsky says a recent memo from Attorney General Sessions orders a broad review of state compliance with federal law if those states want to win federal money and other perks. The review could have implications far beyond immigration. That includes marijuana enforcement, since the drug is legal in many states but remains illegal under federal law.
This new directive really suggests that local and state prosecutors and law enforcement agencies should proceed with caution. They need to be careful at this point who they partner with or who they seek technical assistance or funding from.
Sessions also directed Justice Department officials to consider states and cities whose police participate in federal training and task forces. Those task forces are incredibly popular with law enforcement. They bring local and federal authorities together to crack down on violent crime, human trafficking, and terrorism. Again, Miriam Krinsky.
We could well see some of those partnerships start to crumble in a way that at the end of the day, the only loser is the members of our community who benefit from those sorts of relationships.
Lori Robinson, who ran the DOJ grant-making unit under President Obama, sees a big irony at work these days.
For an administration that came to office with endorsement from the largest and the most important police union in the country, it would be ironic that the White House is now saying that they would cut back on grants that bring federal money to police departments.
It's not clear how strictly the new team at the Justice Department will interpret their new mandate. In fact, last year, the Obama administration, following pressure from Republicans in Congress, adopted language requiring jurisdictions to certify they followed federal immigration law. Two sources told NPR no states or cities lost any federal funding under the Obama years as a result. The outlook in the Trump Justice Department is unknown for now. Lori Robinson says there's not much private money available to support state and local law enforcement. The alternative, she says, is cutbacks in areas like training and innovation, and she says that would be tragic. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.